Welcome to Vintage Voices, a program of the Theater Company of Sun City's Radio Players. This program comes to you each Sunday at 11 a.m. and Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on WHRULP 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. Today's play is Sorry, Wrong Number, a part of the suspense series that aired on CBS stations from 1942 to 1962. This is our seventh in a series of 12 classic plays in the mystery genre that will continue through January 2018. Our cast includes Jim Rice as the Man in Black and Sergeant Martin, Mary Reuter as Mrs. Albert Stevenson, Karen Ginko as the telephone operator, Fritz Mazur as the first man, Dick Bruett as George, Joanne Clevenger as the chief operator, Kevin Fenner as the Western Union man, Maxine Barrett as the information operator, and Jan Bachmeyer as the woman at the hospital. The play is directed by Jan Dennis, who is assisted by Gail Patterson. It is recorded and prepared for broadcast by Jim Eggers and sound effect technicians Lauren Argall, Anthony Rios, and Tony Pratt. And now, The Man in Black introduces our story.
This is The Man in Black, here to introduce suspense. Tonight we present Sorry, Wrong Number, the story of a woman who accidentally overhears a conversation and strives to prevent a murder. In this series, our tales calculated to intrigue you, to stir your nerves, to offer you a precarious situation, and then withhold the solution until the last possible moment. And so it is with the story, Sorry, Wrong Number, that we again hope to keep you in suspense.
Operator, I've been dialing Cherry Hill 23132 now for the last three quarters of an hour, and the line is always busy. I don't see how it could be busy that long. Will you try it for me, please?
I will be glad to try that number for you. One moment, please.
I don't see how it could be busy all this time. It's my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I'm all alone here in the house. My health is very poor, and I've been feeling so nervous all day.
Ringing Cherry Hill 23132.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Is Mr. Stevenson there?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yes, this is George speaking.
Hello, who's this?
I'm here with our client.
Oh, good. Is everything okay? Is the coast clear for tonight?
Yeah, George. He says the coast is clear for tonight.
Okay.
Where are you now?
In a phone booth. Don't worry. Everything is okay.
Very well. You know the address?
Yeah, I know. At 11 o'clock, the private patrolman goes around to the bar on 2nd Avenue for a beer.
That's right. At 11 o'clock.
I will make sure that all the lights downstairs are out.
There should be only one light visible from the street.
Yeah, I know. At 11:15, a train crosses the bridge. It makes a noise in case her window's open and she should scream.
Oh, hello. What number is this, please?
Okay, I understand, I tell you. That's 11:15 p.m., the train.
Yeah, you remember everything else, George?
Yeah, make it quick, as little blood as possible. Because our client does not wish to make her suffer long.
That's right. You'll use a knife?
A knife will be okay. And afterwards, I remove the rings and the bracelets and the jewelry in the bureau drawer, because our client wishes to look like a simple robbery. Don't worry, everything's okay. I never make mistakes.
Oh, How awful! How unspeakably awful!
Your call, please.
Operator, I've just been cut off.
I'm sorry. What number were you calling?
Why, it was supposed to be Cherry Hill 23132, but it wasn't. Some wires must have crossed. I was cut into a wrong number, and I've just heard the most dreadful thing. Something about a murder, and operator, you simply have to retrace that call at once.
I beg your pardon? May I help you?
Oh, I know it was a wrong number, and I had no business listening. But these two men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they were going to murder somebody, some poor, innocent woman who was all alone in a house near a bridge, and we've got to stop them. We've got to.
What number were you calling, please?
Well, that doesn't matter. This was a wrong number, and you dialed it for me, and we've got to find out what it was immediately.
What number did you call?
Oh, why are you so stupid? Do you mean to tell me you can't remember that wrong number?
I'll connect you with the chief operator.
Oh, I think it's perfectly shameful. Now look.
I will connect you with the chief operator.
Please. Oh, dear.
This is the chief operator.
Chief operator, I want you to trace a telephone call, immediately, because it was about a murder that someone's planning, a terrible, cold-blooded murder of a poor, innocent woman, tonight at 11:15.
I see.
Well, can you trace it for me? Can you track down those men?
I'm not certain. It depends.
Depends on what?
It depends on whether the call is still going on. If it's a live call, we can trace it on the equipment. If the parties have stopped talking to each other, we can't.
Oh, but of course, they must have stopped talking to each other by now. That was at least 5 minutes ago. But if you go on wasting all this time...
Why do you want to trace this call, please?
I merely felt very strongly that something ought to be done about it. These men sounded like killers. They're dangerous. They're going to murder this woman at 11:15 tonight, and I thought the police ought to know.
Have you reported this to the police?
Well, no, not yet.
You want this call checked purely as a private individual?
Yes, but meanwhile...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Stevenson, but I'm afraid we couldn't make this check for you and trace the call just on your say-so as a private individual. We'd have to have something more official.
Well, all right, I'll call the police.
Thank you. I'm sure that would be the best way to handle...
Ridiculous. Perfectly ridiculous.
Call, please.
The police department. Get me the police department, please.
Thank you. Ringing the police department.
Police station, precinct 43. Sergeant Martin speaking.
Police department. This is Mrs. Stevenson, Mrs. Albert Smythe Stevenson of 53 North Sutton Place. I'm calling up to report a murder. I mean, well, the murder hasn't been committed yet, but I just overheard plans for it over the telephone, over a wrong number that the operator gave me. I've been trying to trace down the call myself, but everybody is so stupid. And I guess in the end, you're the only people who can do anything.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a perfectly definite murder. I heard their plans distinctly. Two men were talking, and they were going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lived in a house near a bridge. Are you listening to me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And there was a private patrolman on the street. He was going to go around for a beer on 2nd Avenue. And there was some third man, a client who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Well, it's unnerved me dreadfully. And I'm not well. And I feel so very...
I see. When was all this, ma'am?
About 8 minutes ago. Then can you do something? You do understand?
What is your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Elbert Stevenson.
And your address?
53 North Sutton Place. 53 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge. The Queensboro Bridge. And we have a private patrolman on our street and 2nd Avenue.
And what was the number you were calling?
Cherry Hill 23132. But that wasn't the number I overheard. I mean, it's my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home. I'm an invalid, and it's the maid's night off, and I hate to be alone, even though he says I'm perfectly safe as long as I have the telephone right beside my bed.
Well, we'll look into it, Mrs. Stevenson, and see if we can check it with the telephone company.
But the telephone company said they couldn't check the call if the parties had stopped talking. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, you have?
Yes, and personally, I feel you ought to do something far more important and drastic than just check the call. What good does checking the call do if they've stopped talking? By the time you tracked it down, they'll already have committed the murder.
Well, we'll take care of it. Don't you worry.
Well, I'd say the whole thing calls for a search, a complete and thorough search of the whole city. Now, I'm very near the bridge, and I'm not far from 2nd Avenue, and I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent around a radio cart to this neighborhood at once.
And what makes you think the murder is going to be committed in your neighborhood, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. Only the coincidence is so horrible. 2nd Avenue, the patrolman, the bridge.
2nd Avenue is a very long street, ma'am. And you know how many bridges there are in the city of New York alone.
Yes, I know.
Not to mention Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, and the Bronx.
I know that.
How do you know there isn't some little house on Staten Island, on some little 2nd Avenue, that you'd never even heard about? How do you know they're even talking about New York at all?
But I heard the call on the New York dialing system.
Maybe it was a long-distance call you overheard.
Oh, don't.
Telephones are funny things. Look, lady, why don't you see it this way? Supposing you hadn't broken in on that telephone call. Supposing you'd got your husband the way you always do. You wouldn't be so upset, would you?
Well, no, I suppose not. Only it sounded so inhuman, so cold-blooded.
A lot of murders are plotted in this city every day, ma'am. We managed to prevent almost all of them.
But
a clue to this kind is so vague. It isn't much more use to us than no clue at all.
But surely...
Unless, of course, you have some reason for thinking that someone may be planning to murder you.
Me? Oh, no, no. I mean, why should anybody? I'm alone all day and night. I see nobody except my maid, Eloise. And the only other person is my husband, Albert. He's crazy about me. He just adores me. He waits on me hand and foot. He's scarcely left my side since I took sick, 12 years ago.
Well, then, there's nothing for you to worry about. Now, if you'll just leave the rest of this to us, we'll take care of it.
But what will you do? It's so late. It's nearly 11 now.
We'll take care of it, lady.
Will you broadcast it all over the city and send out squads and warn your radio cars to watch out, especially in suspicious neighborhoods like mine?
Lady, I said we'd take care of it. Just now, I got a couple of other matters here on my desk that require immediate attention. Good night, ma'am, and thank you.
Oh, you idiot! Oh, now, why did I hang up the phone like that? He'll think I am a fool. Oh, why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't he come home? Oh, if I could only get out of this bed for a little while, if I could get a breath of fresh air, just lean out the window and see the street. Hello, Albert. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, what's the matter with this phone? Oh, for heaven's sakes, who is this? Oh, who's trying to call me? Why doesn't she answer?
Your call, please.
Hello, operator. I don't know what's the matter with this telephone tonight, but it's positively driving me crazy. I haven't had one bit of satisfaction out of one call I've made this evening. The whole world could be murdered for all you people care. And now my phone keeps ringing and ringing and ringing every 5 seconds. And when I pick it up, there's no one there.
I'm sorry. If you will hang up, I will test it for you.
Well, of all the stupid. And meanwhile, I've got to sit here in my bed, suffering every time that phone rings, imagining everything.
I will try to check the trouble for you.
Check it. That's all anybody can do. Oh, what's the use of talking to you? You're so stupid. Oh, I'll fix her of all the impudent. How dare she speak to me like that? How dare she? Call the operator. Oh, why does it take so long?
Your call, please.
Young woman, I don't know your name, but there are ways of finding you out, and I'm going to report you to your superiors for the most unpardonable rudeness and insolence it's ever been my privilege. Give me the business office at once.
You may dial that number direct.
Listen here, you. Oh, what's the use? Oh, dear. Oh, for heaven's sake, I'm going out of my mind, out of my... Hello? Hello? Stop ringing me, do you hear? Answer me. Who is this? Oh, if Albert would only come home. Oh, let it ring. Let it go on ringing. It's a trick of some kind. I won't answer it, even if it goes on ringing all night. Oh, you ring. Go ahead and ring. Stopped. Now what's the matter? Why did they stop ringing all of a sudden? Oh, what time is it? 5 to 11? Oh, they've decided something. They're sure I'm home. They heard my voice answer them just now. That's why they've been ringing me. Why, no one has answered me. I'll call the operator again. Oh, where is she? Why doesn't she answer? Why doesn't she answer?
Your call, please.
Give me the police department.
I'm sorry, the line is busy. I will call you.
Busy? But that's impossible. The police department can't be busy. No, no, I've got to speak to them now, or it may be too late. I've got to talk to someone.
What number do you wish to speak to?
I don't know, but there must be someone to protect people besides the police department. A detective agency.
I'll connect with information. Perhaps she will be able to help you.
No, no. Oh, you're being spiteful, aren't you? You don't care, do you? What happens to me? I could die and you wouldn't care. Hello? What do you want? Stop ringing, will you? Stop it.
Hello? Is this Plaza 42295?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. This is Plaza 42295.
This is Western Union. I have a telegram here for Mrs. Elbert Stevenson. Is there anyone there to receive the message?
I'm Mrs. Stevenson.
The telegram is as follows. Mrs. Elbert Stevenson, 53 North Sutton Place, New York, New York. Darling, terribly sorry. Tried to get you for last hour, but line busy. Leaving for Boston 11 p.m. tonight on urgent business. Back tomorrow afternoon. Keep happy. Love, signed, Elbert.
Oh, no.
Do you wish us to deliver a copy of the message?
No, no, thank you.
Thank you, madam. Good night.
Good night. Oh, no, no, I don't believe it. He couldn't do it. Not when he knows I'll be all alone. It's some trick, some fiendish trick. Oh, he's gone, he's gone. Oh, Elbert, how could you? Oh, how could you? I can't be alone tonight. I can't. If I'm alone one more second, I'll go mad. I don't care what he says or what the expense is. I'm a sick woman. I'm entitled.
Information. May I help you?
I want the telephone number of Hinchley Hospital.
One moment, please.
Please hurry, and please, what time is it?
You may find out the time by dialing Meridian 71212.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I've no time to be dialing.
The number of Hinchley Hospital is Butterfield 70105.
Butterfield
70105. Hinchley Hospital. Good evening.
Nurses Registry.
Who was it you wish to speak to, please?
I want the Nurses Registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire her immediately for the night.
I see. And what is the nature of the case, madam?
Nerves. I'm very nervous. I need soothing, companionship. You see, my husband is away and I'm...
Have you been recommended to us by any doctor in particular, madam?
No. But I really don't see why all this interrogation is necessary. I just want a trained nurse. I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago. And after all, I do expect to pay this person for attending me.
Oh, we quite understand that, madam. But these are war times, you know.
Well?
Registered nurses are very scarce just now. And our superintendent has asked us to send people out only on cases where the physician in charge feels that is absolutely necessary.
Well, it is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman. I'm very upset. I'm alone in this house, and I'm an invalid. And tonight, I overheard a telephone conversation that worried me dreadfully. In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind.
I see. Well, I'll speak to Miss Phillips as soon as she comes in. And what is your name, madam?
Miss Phillips, and when do you expect her in?
Well, I really couldn't say. She went out to supper at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? but it's not 11 yet. Oh, my clock has stopped. What time is it?
Just 15 minutes past 11.
What? What was that?
What was what, madam?
That click. Just now in my own telephone, as though someone had lifted the receiver off the hook of the extension telephone downstairs.
Well, I didn't hear it, madam. Now about this...
But I did. There's someone in this house. Someone downstairs in the kitchen. And they're listening to me now. I won't pick it up. Oh, but if I don't call someone now while they're still down there, there'll be no time.
Your call, please.
Operator, I'm in desperate trouble. You've got to help me. There's someone in this house. Someone who's going to murder me, and you've got to get in touch with. Oh, there it is. There it is. Did you hear it? He's put down the extension phone. He's coming up the stairs. Give me the police department. The police department. Give it to me.
One moment, please. I will connect you.
I can hear him. He's near. Oh, I hear him. Hurry.
Sergeant Martin speaking.
Police department? Oh, I'm sorry. Must have got the wrong number. Don't worry. Everything is okay.
And so closes Sorry Wrong Number, tonight's tale of suspense, written by Lucille Fletcher.
Thanks for listening to Sorry Wrong Number, first broadcast in 1943 with Agnes Moorehead in the starring role. In 1948, Barbara Stanwyck and Burt Lancaster appeared in the adapted film version. We hope you have enjoyed this classic thriller. Join us again next month for our eighth mystery play, Beyond Reasonable Doubt. Each of our shows may be heard on demand soon after they air by visiting the Vintage Voices page at www.huntleyradio.com.